everyone's traveling because of the holidays or they're busy, so we just aren't seeing the normal number of donors coming in every day. Another problem is that we have more traffic accidents. We see more traumas, unfortunately, during the holidays.
In the aftermath of a natural disaster like Hurricane Sandy, It makes me wonder how much has to happen to actually cause a real blood shortage.
Generally, I mean, if it hits in one area, as long as we can have good transportation still open, we could pull in donors and we can ship the blood, you know, to areas that are needed. Was it last year that we had the Super Bowl in Dallas when we had the ice storm leading up to that? We were concerned because we were having so many people that were going to be in Dallas for the Super Bowl. And with the ice storms, we had to shut down 3 days because we couldn't have our employees going out on the icy roads. And so we had to try to import and connect with a lot of our fellow blood centers in neighboring states, like Oklahoma. They shipped us a lot of blood, areas like that. But again, also during that time, you have trouble getting the blood to the hospitals because the roads were somewhat impassable.
You're really trying for, what, 1,100 donors? Is that a day?
So we cover about over 200 hospitals. You know, we supply the blood in over 50 counties.
That blood is used for what?
Cancer patients, you know, when they're on chemo, depending on the drugs they're taking, it can knock down their body's own production of red cells and platelets, transplant patients, surgeries, definitely.
When I've gone to give blood, the first thing they hand me is this long list of things that would prevent you from giving blood. Everything from illnesses, recent or current, that I can understand. But I'm always amazed at this long list of medication, really, that can prevent you from giving blood.
That's for several reasons. One, that medication would not be good if it went to a pregnant woman. It could cause harm to the fetus. And so if somebody is taking that medication and donates blood, that medication could actually end up in that unit of blood and then get transfused to a pregnant woman. And so there's always that potential for harm. Yes.
Who can give blood then?
Even with all the rules and regulations in place, probably about 40% of the population is eligible to give. But if you are 17 years of age, we can actually donate if you're 16, but you have to have parental consent, weigh 110 pounds, just normal state of health.
Whenever I've gone also, one of the first things they ask me is, would you be interested in giving double reds?
You know, normally when people come and donate, they're used to like the normal whole blood donation where you put the needle in and we take everything that's circulating, you know, in your vein at that time goes into this bag. And then we can separate that out into multiple components, a red cell, a plasma, a platelet. With a double red, all we are collecting are red cells, what would be equivalent to two red cell donations. You know, we have certain blood types that are in greater need than others. Type O blood can be used in emergency procedures when we don't know the recipient's blood type. You know, group O is the universal donor. We're always running shorter on group O and group O negative blood. We don't necessarily need their plasma or their platelet products so much. So if we can direct them to just donating red cells for us, it just optimizes our inventory and our ability to care for the patients.
And the plasma and platelet products are used for what?
Plasma products are used, and platelets both, for different clotting functions. People, especially with chemotherapy, they can knock their platelets down really low, and that can cause people to bleed. They can get a lot of bruising and nosebleeds and things like that. And so you have to replace their platelets just to help their body to clot up. Same thing with plasma. That's more of all the clotting factors are located in plasma. And so that is used for a lot of like liver patients, transplant patients, burn patients, people like that need just a general replacement of their clotting factors.